Escape the Mill. KCSI KOAK's Aaron West had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Margaret Brady with the Mill about the project Escape the Mill.
We have been working on this for a little while. So have you ever been to an escape room?
I have not participated in an escape room. I'm a familiar.
You've heard the term.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I know it's hugely popular, but yeah. I have never participated myself.
So we have a fallout shelter escape room, which is so cool because the mill, and I remember this, Johnson Brothers Mill, this building was built, you know, 1945, mm-hmm. solid concrete. I mean, the whole thing is built out of poured concrete and then bricks.
Yes.
So I remember on the outside of the front door, there was that three triangle logo that you mm-hmm. remember from the what, mm-hmm. 60s, 70s
yeah.
that said fallout shelter. And mm-hmm. it was in there. And when I acquired the mill, it wasn't on the front door. And we thought, oh no, you know, somebody had, because, you know, it sat empty for quite a while. But when we were doing our clean out / remodel, we found the fallout shelter sign up in one of the rafters upstairs. And so we have that sign. And so we have our first escape room. The theme is fallout shelter.
How cool is that?
It is very fun. So you go in, bring some friends, and this is fun because this is, it's more like a scavenger hunt kind of atmosphere. It's not, I thought when I went to one in Kansas City, and I thought it was going to be like puzzles in your head, like you had a no knowledge and stuff. It's not really that. It's more find the clue.
Yeah. Okay.
So look around and kind of seek and find, and then you use that. You know, you use,
to
unlock the locks, you have to find numbers and things like that. So there's several different things you have to do to get to the end of and escape the room.
Right.
And so we're super excited. So we're going to start it on Saturday, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're going to run throughout Saturday. We think it will take about an hour. You kind of time out after an hour
mm-hmm.
and say, okay. And you can, like, if you need a clue.
Is this a multi-person?
Yeah, like up to six people,
okay.
we think, would fit in there comfortably. Because, you know, you don't want too many in.
Right.
It's kind of a small room. But at least two, because it's not, you wouldn't want to do it by yourself. And it's kind of a race against the time, and then the top time, you get, you know, we take pictures of everybody, and then we have a board that says beat the time kind of thing. So,
yeah.
So we're going to do this just for a few weekends. So we're going to do it starting on Saturday.
This Saturday. The 27th.
And we're going to start a little early because it's Shanfest and we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start at 10 and then we'll go till 8 o'clock or whenever people are kind of done being around. And then after that, it's going to be Thursday and Friday, 4 to 8.
Yeah.
And then Saturday and Sunday, noon to 8. And so we've got several times. If you want to make a reservation, just stop at the Millcade and we're going to have you pay a little deposit and then you can sign up for a certain time. If you wanted to do it as a private party, like on a Wednesday or some other day, just let us know. We'd be happy to do that. So if you wanted to come on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday didn't work, but Wednesday is your favorite day. This is probably a junior high and above.
Okay.
So it's an adult event. It's a high school kid and a junior high kid. I think little kids could come. There's nothing that wouldn't, there's no reason they couldn't come and be part of your team.
But they wouldn't necessarily.
But I don't think you'd want to send, you know, fourth graders in there by themselves.
Right.
Escape the Mill Fallout Shelter. It will be opened starting Saturday, September 27th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.